Welcome to Sabrina Artel's Trailer Talk. I'll bring you all kinds of stories from all kinds of people. Whether it's a live public conversation and we're speaking from the kitchen table of my 1965 Beeline travel trailer, from the studios or on the streets, please sit back and enjoy the conversation right here this time every week. I've just arrived at the Juneteenth celebration at the Hanafee Park in Liberty, New York, in the Sullivan County Catskills. Juneteenth, observed every June 19th, is the U.S.'s second Independence Day and became an official federal holiday on June 17th, 2021. It marks June 19th, 1865, when Union soldiers arrived in Galveston, Texas, to announce that all enslaved people were free, more than 2.5 years after President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, making it the true end of slavery in the U.S. Today, it is celebrated with music, food, community gatherings, and reflection on Black history and resilience. The Juneteenth celebration was held in my town of Liberty, New York, in the Sullivan County Catskills, and was hosted by the Sullivan County chapter of the NAACP.
Michelle Smith.
Hi, Michelle. So we are here at the Juneteenth celebration in Liberty, New York, and I'm wondering if you want to share anything about how you view it, how you mark it, anything like that.
Well, I love it because people are not fighting. We don't care about any politics, and people are just being together. That's my main thing, and I love that.
Jesse Robinson, founder and CEO of JR Capital Solution.
I also see you're wearing something that says you are the Sullivan County Chamber of Commerce. How are you involved with the chamber?
So I'm the second vice chair of the chamber. This is actually my second year with the chamber. And it's been truly a blessing to be able to serve our business community.
We're here at the park, and there are lots of people enjoying this gorgeous day in Sullivan County.
Yes, first and foremost, it is definitely a beautiful day, and I'm glad to see so many people to come here and be able to just not just eat the food and laugh and sing and enjoy each other, but an opportunity to remember what happened in the past. But my favorite part about all this is focusing on the progress from then to where we are now. And I think that's so important that we highlight how far we've come and the progress and what it truly means for our community, not just one race, but just everybody as a whole.
Anything you want to share, either about where you live in Sullivan County or something larger that's in your heart?
I think that every community, there will be backlash. That's just the way it is. But while there's backlash, there's also hope. There's also solutions. And if we as a community can take the time to focus on the solutions, then I believe that as a community, we can move forward.
Anything that you want to see improve here or any kind of work that you want to see around understanding?
You're always going to have issues. There will always be challenges, right? But again, when you take moments like today, you celebrate the progress that has been done since 1865. And then be able to sit down, come up with a plan, and focus on one thing. How can we not just move forward, but how can we create opportunities, right, for our community? And more importantly, how can we help, especially our youth, how can we help them create the right mindset, right, so that when opportunities move forward, they're ready for it, and they'll be able to move forward with impact. And I have a father that is a retired law enforcement, and I also have an uncle that served in the Vietnam War. So I grew up with the understanding the importance of serving others, right? And I was raised to understand that regardless of the year, the month, the holiday, it's important that we just come together, celebrate life, celebrate progress, celebrate success that happens through triumphs, and continue to come together and just celebrate, again, progress and what it all means to come together and just be one big, beautiful Sullivan County community.
Yes, let's be that. Let's be a united, a connected Sullivan County.
Yes. Amen to that.
Amen. Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, my name is Star Torber, and I am a part of the NAACP Sullivan County Chapter 2187B, and I am the chair of the Juneteenth Committee.
And indeed, you are the chair, and there are so many things happening throughout this park. I mean, I'm seeing the playground filled. I'm seeing a dance happening over there behind me on the grass. I'm seeing people eating in multiple spaces, different, picnics happening. There was a show, a performance. There are different DJs. There's sports going on, volleyball, basketball. It feels really nice here, and it's a big turnout for Sullivan County on this Juneteenth. So, Star, what does Juneteenth mean to you?
Juneteenth means to me the celebration of freedom and togetherness. It's just something about people coming together, celebrating how far we have come along, and just coming together as a community in happiness and joy and just helping one another and just having that support system to let people know that, hey, you're not alone. We see you, we feel you, we hear you, and we're here together.
And we are here together. And Star, as the chairperson through the NAACP for this Juneteenth celebration, in addition to being together, anything you want to raise as far as here in Sullivan County around some of these issues, around awareness, around race, around understanding, anything like that?
I hope to create more spaces like this where it's a space to come together and celebrate, but to also bring awareness to problems, issues, even just to learn about history. I think that's very important. And it's something about collaborating with people and bringing the art and bringing music and bringing great vibes that really is something strong and powerful about that. And I feel like that's the best way to help, you know, target about race, to target about school, the youth, anything about that. It's always great to bring and have some type of celebration, essentially. Yes.
It certainly is a celebration happening here. And Star, I'm just wondering if you grew up with any Juneteenth celebrations. You talked about young people. You yourself are a younger generation, and you're very involved in the community. I met you at a previous event, which was the No Kings 3
yes.
in Monticello, New York, and we spoke. So
growing up, it wasn't any celebration of Juneteenth. I think that it wasn't either acknowledged or it wasn't taught to us in schools or just in our communities. But I'm very fortunate that I was put in a lot of spaces surrounded around Black excellence and learning about our history and our culture, whether that be through dance, spoken words, some type of thing created around arts and culture. And I'm very fortunate to have that opportunity. And I think now that we are aware of Juneteenth and it's now a federal holiday, I think that it's just amazing to combine the both worlds from the past to bring in that now and just having an experience.
Many, many decades of movement, of activism to make that possible. Any movements that you yourself have been inspired by?
I think there's a lot of movements that inspire me. That's why any type of event that I get a chance to like lead, I try to combine all movements, all events, all together just to bring that. But yeah, I'm inspired by all movements. I think all movements are important, they're impactful, and they help shape the community in a better way.
Star, how did you become involved with organizing, with the NAACP, with being the chair of the Juneteenth Celebration Committee?
That's a great question. Well, it started out in college. I majored in Black Studies and minored in Sociology. And just from started in college, I had a very... It was like a gravitational pull to helping people and helping the community and solving problems. And after I came out of college, I'm like, okay, I got my degree. I'm ready to put in the work. And I was guided and led to the Sullivan County NAACP. And I've been here now, it makes 6 months. And I just love it. It's great what we're doing for the community. We're a small chapter, but we are trying to grow. But I'm so happy that I got the opportunity to help chair this committee, so it's great.
And who are some of the people and organizations here?
Great. So we have the Homestead, we have Sun River Health, we have Insight Chapter, we have Sullivan 180, we have a lot of wonderful organizations here, and many, many more.
that are here supporting this event.
And I'm so happy that we get to support local artists here.
This is a beautiful day here. It feels like a celebration. It really does. Is there anything else you want to add?
The work never stops being done. The work continues. I will continue being out here supporting Sullivan County, hopefully creating opportunities in the future, putting on some more events to teach people and just to reach out to communities and different cultures. Support the NAACP, Sullivan County chapter specifically. Like I said, we are a small but growing chapter, and it is power in numbers.
And what are some of the issues that concern you here in Sullivan County?
I think the biggest issue for me would have to be the youth. I don't think there are a lot of places where the youth can go to feel safe, have a safe, sacred space, a space to learn new skills, to pick up a new hobby. I think there needs to be more safe havens for the youth out here. Thank you so much, Sabrina.
You are so welcome, Star.
Celebrate.
I'm Sabrina. What's your name?
Oh, hi. My name is Latisse. My friends call me TC. I am a proud black queen of 65, and I'm out here with my friends and my community celebrating Juneteenth, one of the hottest holidays of the year. Happy 5th anniversary for Juneteenth, and just remember to keep God in your life and enjoy life, live it. We have a rich, unique, awesome legacy. Let's never forget it.
Anything you want to lift up about that legacy, anything about this moment, or even I heard you talking to your friend about the amazing collards she made, any traditions?
Oh my gosh, oh, nothing like home-cooked black African-American cooking. From the fried chicken to the collard greens, we get it in. Even the pig feet, the chitlins, the cornbread. Nothing like it. Nothing like it. And a special kudos to my mother, who's celebrating 100 years. What a rich legacy. Her grandparents were the first black boarding house owners in the 50s in Sullivan County. And my mother was one of their children. And I'm a beautiful daughter of my mother.
That is incredible. What brought them here to Sullivan County?
The quality of life and wanting to get them out of the South. And my grandfather was way ahead of his time. He was the first black mail deliverer in Virginia, which was still very racist at the time. I lost two of my uncles, or my mother lost two of her brothers because of the racism. A doctor only came once a week. They fell off a truck and couldn't see a doctor for a week and actually died after waiting over a week to see a doctor. So we've come a long way, and we should never forget.
To never forget, so important, and also the legacy that you say that is so rich and so important. Anything you want to share with our listeners about that?
Oh, my goodness. It's just beautiful to be young, gifted black in America. Look at the Knicks. Look at the opening of the Obama Center. Nothing more can be said. Okay, we speak for ourselves. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm Robert Rodriguez, local to Sullivan County. I've been here most of my life, so I'm pretty active in the area as well. Just here trying to, you know, enjoy the event for Juneteenth, you know?
What does it mean to you, Juneteenth, and being here to be able to celebrate it?
It means a lot to me, for sure. You know, growing up in the community, there is not a lot of events specifically curated to people of color in the area. There's not a lot of events in general over here. So a lot of times, the kids, and especially, they have nothing to do. And so they tend to, you know, go towards the more aggressive routes or, you know, stuff that, you know, people shouldn't necessarily be doing around this area. So events like this is very important, you know, for me in particular, to see the children, you know, doing stuff that's positive, you know?
Yes, and there are a lot of children around here that are running around and playing, and mm-hmm. and people seem very happy. It's a gorgeous day here.
Absolutely.
And you're bringing up some issues. How are you involved in the community to address some of them?
We started a community garden in Evergreen several years back, you know, just giving the kids some more income opportunities, They do pay the children stipends several times a month.
This was through Elaine, right?
Yes, Elaine, rest in peace. You know, she's not with us now, but she was a very integral part of making that happen.
She certainly was. She was really a leader in the community, real matriarch, grand matriarch.
Absolutely. She will be missed for sure. You know, there's a void in the activities present because she's not here right now for sure.
And this garden, which is so incredibly beautiful in Monticello, how are you involved with it? And how would you share with us what that garden means, the impact of it?
In addition to getting income for the children who may not have access to, you know, school clothes or money for the school year, we do teach them healthy living and how to eat correctly, what vegetables are important for what times of year. We also, you know, teach them how to take care of something. You know, responsibility is very important for a growing mind, you know?
So really rest in power, Elaine Williams, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. She will be missed for sure.
This holiday is about freedom, liberation.
Absolutely.
What does that mean to you in this moment?
Freedom, liberation. I believe freedom is about knowledge, you know what I mean? Knowing about where you guys came from, knowing where we're headed, you know what I mean? If we don't remember the past and learn from it, mistakes could easily be happening again, you know? And so Juneteenth, in addition to, you know, enjoying the freedoms of America, is to remember the past to make sure we don't do it again, you know?
And what is it that you connect with here in Sullivan County?
I love the people over here, you know, and there's nowhere else in the world that has the amount of, you know, nice spaces and beautiful scenery than over here, you know, in Sullivan County.
And we really are here in Hanafee Park looking at a gorgeous lake.
Absolutely.
The breeze through the trees and people coming and going here in the woods.
Yeah, absolutely. I love living over here. It's nice to have, you know, a little seclusion here and there, but it's also nice to, you know, have a community event where everybody can head to and have fun. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sabrina.
Hi, I'm Brittany. I'm Shepherd. Juneteenth means to me a celebration of our culture, our history, our future, and just coming together and enjoying each other. Our food, our festivities, everybody's welcome. It doesn't matter who you are, what race, what age, what gender, it doesn't matter. Just come out and enjoy.
Yeah. Yes, and it really is a beautiful, happy day. And you mentioned food. Any favorites?
So,
oh, wait, what's your name?
My name is Sean Jones. And the first thing I want to say is, let's go Knicks.
Yes.
Juneteenth is a big celebration for the rest of the month. And we're going to eat, we're going to enjoy and have a good time.
Any favorites? You're mentioning food?
I would say some jerk chicken or some oxtails or something like that. That'll be perfect right now. Yes.
And how does it feel to be standing here in Liberty at Hanafee Park on this beautiful day, seeing so many people enjoying, celebrating?
It's beautiful because I'm from New York City. That's where I'm really from, New York City. So for me to be up here, this is like the country to me. This is beautiful, seeing the water, seeing everybody outside enjoying Mother Nature. It's great.
Thank you. Anything you want to add?
Just everybody come out. This is the second year. This is my second time out here. Last year was great, and it looks like it's great again today, and it gets better every year. Just come on out.
Thank you, Brittany and Sean.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You for coming.
So this is Maddie Anderson. People are excited, are greeting Maddie. I'm Sabrina.
Maddie Anderson.
Hello, Maddie. Thank you for coming over here to speak with me. So many people said, you have to speak with Maddie Anderson. And can you share some of the firsts?
Some of the firsts. I am a widow. I'm a mother, grandmother, great-grandmother. And I was one of the first female minorities to work as the Housing Authority Director for the Monticello Housing Authority here in Monticello, New York. I worked there for 28 years. I started as a clerk. I went up through the line and became the executive director. I retired from the Monticello Housing Authority in 2010, and I've been retired since then.
Maddie, here we are at the Juneteenth celebration. What is the significance of it for you?
We've come a long way. We have to thank our foreparents for for us being able to celebrate Juneteenth. And one of my sons, I have three sons, and one of my sons was one of the guest speakers here today. He came up from South Jersey.
And what was he speaking about connected to growing up and your family?
He actually spoke a lot about Juneteenth and how he was raised by both parents. And he realized that it takes a village to raise a good family.
And in thinking about Juneteenth and what it means, the history of it, and here we are, I'm fortunate to be able to be speaking with you and others in this celebration. Of course, we're talking a history of enslavement, of deep oppression, of issues that have not gone away. Progress has been made, but anything you want to talk about that, your concerns, this moment?
Well, Juneteenth to me is when slaves were free, and which is a blessing to us. We're able to vote. We're able to do a lot of things that our foreparents were not able to do.
Any wishes for the community here in Sullivan County?
I just wish that people would do what I did and how I felt as the House Authority Director, not just having a job, but to be there to help whoever's in need. I was at the senior meeting yesterday, and we had a guest speaker, and he spoke on how people come into his office and how he's able to help with whatever the needs are, and I think we all need to be mindful of that. You know, we're not here just to do one job, but if someone needs something else or they need to be referred somewhere else, to do that.
Such an important point that you're making, Maddie, about that, really about caring for each other.
Yes. And, you know, when I pray that as God bless me, that he will bless me to be a blessing to someone else. That is my prayer.
That is a beautiful prayer, that we can be a blessing to someone else. Anything else you want to add?
Well, I think this is a beautiful, one of the largest Juneteenth events that I have seen here in Sullivan County.
Yes.
And we need to continue to be here for each other and to be able to help each other.
Maddie, what brought you to Sullivan County, to this community?
In 1973, my husband was in the construction business, and he landed a job here in Monticello, New York, which is a place I've never heard of before. So he came here in March, and I had my first baby March 17th, 1972, and in May of 1972 is when my baby and I came here to Monticello.
And where were you living?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania at that time.
Having been the director of the Housing Authority, it's a beautiful place. It's also a place with a lot of needs.
Yes, and one of the biggest needs that I see is affordable housing, especially for seniors like myself who are homeowners. And the taxes is rising so high that we would love to be able to move into affordable housing and not have to worry about taking care of a home. Also, we need more housing for low income. So if some of the people in public housing were able to move out into other housing, then that would free up units in public housing for the needed. And that is one of my wishes. Housing is a big concern. That is another need. You see, there are a lot of food banks, but it doesn't seem to be enough to carry people from one month to the next. You know, there's a food line right by my house twice a month, and you would be surprised to see the number of cars that are there. So food is a big need here in the county, as well as health care. I mean, a lot of the physicians are moving to Middletown. seniors, and I'm pretty sure even younger people are having a problem with transportation. So we have a lot of needs here.
A lot of needs, yes. But worth advocating for, right?
Yes, it is. It definitely is.
And going back to what you said earlier about care, caring for each other.
Oh, yes, we do. We should care for one another and share what we have.
Yes, these are good principles. Yes. Thank you for reminding us of these.
You're welcome. Good to meet you.
Very good to meet you. Thank you, Maddie.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kat Scott. I'm a Sullivan County legislator representing District 5, beautiful District 5.
Kat, so great to run into you here at the Juneteenth celebration at Hanafee Park in Liberty. And we've had conversations over the years. What does this mean to you, both personally and also as a representative here in Sullivan County, to be here for this Juneteenth celebration and to see all the folks that are here?
Well, Juneteenth, to me, is a beautiful holiday because when we talk about, especially with America celebrating our 250th, when we talk about freedom and liberty, we can't talk about freedom and liberty if not everyone was free, if not everyone had liberty. So to me, Juneteenth is a beautiful day of independence and freedom for people who were wrongfully enslaved. And so I think it should be a great celebration. I think our county NAACP, our local chapter, has done a phenomenal job of bringing the community out and the community together.
It really is a fantastic Juneteenth. I remember being at the very, very first one with Trailer Talk, mm-hmm. with my trailer in front of the community center in Monticello mm-hmm. many years ago.
Yes.
And over the years, it's really grown. And this one is big.
Yes. And one of the things I would love to see happen with Juneteenth, and I think sometimes we're a society that's constantly working, so when we get a day off, right, we try to maximize that. But what I'd love to see this day represent is community, right? A give back, right? A payback, like servicing the community, a day of service. You know, to me, Memorial Day should be a day of recognition of those who have fallen and service. Juneteenth should be about service, working to make the community better for everyone. So this event is fantastic because it's reminding us the great community that we live in, everyone in the community that we live in. So yeah, it's a great day.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kat. Anything else?
No, I just encourage anybody out there listening to find a way to get involved in your community. The only way we are going to see change, the only way that we are going to step forward is if we have more people involved and we do it together. So whether it's your local NAACP chapter, your planning board, your town board, any other local volunteer opportunity, find a way to get involved with your community.
Thank you, Kat.
Thank you so much, Sabrina. It's always so lovely to see you.
It's always so nice. I'm Sabrina. This is Trailer Talk. And I'm just leaving the Juneteenth celebration 2026 in Liberty, New York at Hanafee Park. From the kitchen table out on the road, I'm Sabrina Artell. Thanks for joining me for Sabrina Artell's Trailer Talk. The music for the show, Patti Smith, People Have the Power. Trailer Talk is produced by Sabrina Artell. For more information, please visit trailertalk.net. Special thanks to WJFF Radio Catskill and the numerous people who have donated their time, resources, and conversations to make Trailer Talk possible. Thank you all who joined me in these conversations. I'm Sabrina Artell. Safe travels.
Support comes from Damascus Citizens for Sustainability, fighting for clean air, land, and water since 2008, both locally and beyond. Information online at their Main Street storefront in Narrowsburg or their office in the Narrowsburg Union. DamascusCitizens.org.
Summer is here and we're ready to boogie at the Radio Catskill Dance Party happening Saturday under the stars at the Coshecton Pump House featuring Radio Catskill DJs. Jason Tuga of The Mixtape with dance classics from the 70s through the 90s and Jeff Barnes of Electric Mountain spinning techno, house, and indie beats. Come out and dance with Radio Catskill this Saturday, 7 to 10 at the Coshecton Pump House. $10 suggested donation at the door.
Hi, Ira Flato here from Science Friday. We view Sci-Fry as a refreshing break from the daily bombardment of political news. You know, there's lots of important and interesting science and technology out there. Whether it's the deep, dark mysteries of the universe or your deep, dark microbiome, it's all right here. So start your weekend.